You're about to hear the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
In regard to masturbation, I think that that is something that is a part of human sexuality, and it is a part of something that perhaps should be taught.
We're going to talk about a lot of different subjects, and you know, it's nice Friday night. What the heck, right?
Hello, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It is Friday, January 15th, and it is Happy Hour.
Yes.
All right. How we doing, everybody? In the studio tonight, as always, to my left is my my little girl, mm-hmm. Hannah Claire.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Not that great.
Yeah. you're looking a little rough. I don't know if you got it from me, but...
I don't know where I got it.
Because I started the week off a little rough. And
a little rough.
Yeah, man. Well, for me, it took 3-4 days to kind of completely get through it. What I thought was interesting about the whole itis that I had was that it never took a real stranglehold.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And it just was always sort of there.
Right.
Started off with a slight sore throat, kind of felt the muscle aches and stuff like that, but nothing real serious. It was just there. So
just enough to be annoying.
Just enough to be annoying, right, exactly. Yep. And but here it is. Now I feel fine, and unfortunately, you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry about,
for
that,
sharing.
Kid. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. To my right is my boy Ty Ginn. Ty, how are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
I just caught a look at you with that without your hat on because you've had your hair slicked back all day. You kind of look like a young what was the coach of the Chicago Bears, Mike Ditka.
Oh.
Look like a young Mike Ditka with that hair slicked back like that. Go Bears. Go Bears. anyway, and as always, over in the corner, my blushing bride, Stephanie. Stephanie, my love, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for not sharing with me.
Yeah, you're my itis.
I'm sure I'm due.
Right, okay.
Any minute now.
Right, and also in the studio so far, we have one of the beasts, Tilly, and she's being very nice, and she's sleeping, it seems like.
Enjoy it while you can.
Faking it.
Okay, tonight before the show, one of the things that we've been doing before the show is we've been going to local establishments and getting their food to feed us.
Yes.
Pre-show. And this week what we tried was the brand new Culver's.
Yes.
On Park Boulevard here in Seminole, Florida, located right across the street from the
Home Depot. Yes.
Exactly. Yep. All right. So, Stephanie, you and Ty went to Culver's to pick up all the food. This restaurant opened when? Monday. Correct?
Monday was their first day.
All right. So, here we're 5 days in, and the place is, you said, mobbed.
Mobbed.
Yeah. Absolutely packed.
Mobbed. And you said there were 4 registers open.
Yes.
That's pretty rare when you go to sort of a fast food kind of place.
Right.
This place is kind of fast food, but then again, it's kind of not fast food.
Exactly. It's they have more than fast food.
Yeah, they don't have all your typical fare. You can also get like mashed potatoes and vegetables, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What we got tonight were the butter burgers.
Yes, we all had butter burgers.
We all had some of the cheese curds.
Yes, yeah. Awesome.
We had onion rings and we had fries.
Yes.
And then for dessert, we had a vanilla and a chocolate custard.
Correct.
I'm okay. feeling it.
I did not try the custard yet.
Oh,
it's good.
You're not allowed.
Well, I will do that after the show. I kind of refrained from doing so just because I am a little bit lactose intolerant, and I did not want to be all gassy during the show.
Well, thank you.
Right,
so. We all appreciate that.
Yeah. Culver's is kind of new to the area. It kind of grew up in the Midwest. Actually, it was created in 1984 in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Sauk, S-A-U-K, not sock like what you put on your feet. Sauk City, Wisconsin, in 1984.
With a Wisconsin accent, I'm sure it's Sauk. Pronounced the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sauk.
Yeah. Yeah. They consider themselves fast casual restaurant chain that operates primarily in the Midwestern United States. So I did look up here locally. They have one in Largo.
Yes.
They have one in Clearwater.
There's one that's opening soon in Clearwater.
Look like they have one in Sarasota.
Yes.
And now we have one right here in little old Seminole, Florida.
Yes.
Go yeah.
Lucky us.
Yeah, we'll do it again. I liked it. The I don't know, you know, they call them butter burgers.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I could not tell from eating that burger where the butter started and where it ended.
They butter the buns.
Ah, buttered buns. It?
The buns are buttered.
Okay. Well,
is buttery buns.
Well, as far as burger quality, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, for fast food, that was excellent.
For fast food, it's the closest thing to grilling it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what I liked also were that the toppings, the lettuce, the tomato, and the onion seemed like they were very fresh.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the onion that was on mine was nuclear. Nuclear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tilly's going to be sleeping with her nose in your mouth.
Right. I was told earlier today that I had to try the cheese curds. And to be honest with you, anything that I'm about to put in my mouth that sounds anything like turds, I was a little skeptical about, a little worried.
Bad.
Yeah, curds and turds is
curdling.
Yeah, they're too similar and sounds bad. But let me tell you something, they were very good.
They were delicious.
They were good.
They're very good. But I mean
too many of them.
But what's the difference between a cheese curd and a mozzarella ball? Like a fried mozzarella ball. It seemed like the same thing to me.
It just
is a different kind of cheese?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Same thing to me.
I think it's just a different part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything was fantastic. Everything had a very good flavor. Everything tasted like it was supposed to. However, I think this is one of those places that if you ate there every day, or if you ate there on a regular basis,
you die.
Yes, you are fast track into a heart attack.
Yeah, moderation.
You are orienting
the whole
way.
Was greasy.
Right.
They have salads though. They have.
Oh, that helps.
They have some lighter fare.
Throw a little lettuce on it. Right.
You know, chicken and fish and that type of thing, but
a very good burger. If you're looking for a good burger, that's a good one.
We'll definitely be going back. I want to try the pot roast sandwich with mashed potatoes and gravy. Mm.
I think the only other sort of fast food place that's offering burgers that might even be close to that is Five Guys. They make a good burger, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steak and Shake's really good. I really like Steak and Shake.
No, Steak and Shake.
Yeah, wow.
Give me a break. Oh, okay. Now, here's the thing that I kind of like, and this is food related. For Christmas, Steph, you got the Veggetti.
Yes.
How cool is this thing?
I love this thing. Thank you, Hannah.
Santa Hanta. That's that burger got to me. I got the meat sweats. I'm delusional.
And there it goes.
Yeah.
That powerful onion turned my tongue into a knot. So this Veggetti is so cool. And a couple of times over the weekend, you spiral cut these potatoes.
Spaghettied potatoes.
Which is so cool because you can turn vegetables into like pasta.
Right.
So
that would be
linguine, right? Regular spaghetti is linguine?
No, linguine is a flat noodle.
Oh,
this is like angel hair.
Spaghetti,
like,
man.
No, it's something else.
They all have their different shapes, have different names.
Anyway, it was so good. So good. And once you sort of fry it up or however you cooked it, the consistency was fantastic. you made, what was that one that you made that was really good? You're so good, I can't even remember.
You're so good, you can't remember. No, I spaghettied the potatoes.
Right.
And then I fried them in bacon grease.
Right.
Yeah. With, I fried them with the bacon.
Very American. Very healthy.
Yeah, that's delicious. on our way to a heart attack.
Veggetti.
Is to make the yes. healthy. And
well, if you want a veggetti, you can go over to Bed Bath & Beyond. They have them there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Or CVS or Walgreens.
Or CVS Walgreens. Or Walgreens. It's very good. Very cool price. Tool. And, you know, a lot of times you see those things advertised on TV and you think, that is really cool, and then you get it, and it's a piece of crap.
Right.
But this thing was well made.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah, and did worried. What it was supposed to do.
Oh, so. Yeah. I mean, I was worried.
When you shook the box, I mean, you could kind of hear stuff rattling around.
Those were the extra blades.
Right. Yes. So I was a little those worried. Were your choices. Right. But no, it probably took 30 seconds. To good. Spaghetti a whole potato.
Yeah.
Because I've used one of the little handheld veggetti things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Workout.
That kills your arm.
Well, this thing was a piece of cake.
Insane.
Well, you don't even really have forearms. You know?
Yeah, but still, I feel like for anyone, if you did like a hard, whatever, squash like or something.
Like, or like even a potato.
Right.
That would hurt. It hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah, no. Zipped it out just like that.
So you know the place that we tried last week, that Osaka Sushi Thai? On Wednesday in the taste section of the Tampa Bay Times, they had a big article, which is actually written by the... no, it was a good article. It
wasn't Hannah. Like the restaurant Red Alert or anything.
It was actually written by Times food critic Laura Riley, and she did nothing but rave about the place.
Absolutely.
You know, we got a medley of food. We did not try the sushi, but what we had, four or five different dishes that we all shared.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all fantastic.
Yes.
What she was raving about the most is the sushi.
Okay. Yeah.
And she just says that, just went on and on and on about how great the sushi was. How fresh it was, and how nicely displayed, and all this other kind of thing. She says, "Don't be put off when you go to this place because it's so busy."
Right.
She said, "You'll get in, and it's worth the wait."
Right.
So, she gave her review a sort of out of 4 stars review. She gave the food a 3, service a 3, atmosphere a 3, and overall 3 stars. So. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
If you want to try this Osaka Sushi Thai, it's located at 13800 Park Boulevard, right here in little old Seminole.
We're growing.
Yeah, it says they don't currently take reservations, but if you have any questions, call 727-397-3885. And you can talk to them about their menu or whatever else. What are you eating over there?
I can't believe you're still eating.
I can't believe you're still eating either. Man, oh man.
I don't know, the sickness is crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about sports, man. All right, so by now we all know that Bucks head coach Lovie Smith was fired.
Yes.
And what they're currently doing is they're looking at their current offensive coordinator, Dirk Cotter. He's been interviewed. No word yet whether he's gotten the job or not.
Okay.
Rumors are starting to fly now, especially after Alabama won the NCAA national title, that maybe they're going to go after Nick Saban.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That would not be a bad fit. Nick did a stint in the NFL. I cannot remember right now what team he coached. It didn't last very long, and then he went back to college. But he's a fantastic coach. As a matter of fact, in the last 7 years, he's won 4 national titles.
Hmm.
So he's a good coach, knows what he's doing. By the way, if you did not know, Alabama beat Clemson 45-40, and that was, last Monday night?
Yes.
And that was for the national title. As far as NFL playoffs goes, who's out? The Redskins are out, the Vikings are out, the Bengals are out, and the Texans are out. If you want to see them, you're going to have to wait till next season.
Those were all the home teams,
those
weren't they?
Those were all the home teams. That's kind of a rare thing for all of the home teams to lose.
There goes home field advantage in the wild card.
Home field advantage doesn't mean squat. what's up next? On Saturday, tomorrow, the Chiefs at the Patriots. That's going to be 4:35 on Channel 10. And then you're going to be able to see the Packers at the Cardinals at 8:15 on Channel 8. So that covers Saturday's games. Then on Sunday, You're going to see the Seahawks at the Panthers. That ought to be a really good game. That's going to be at 1 o'clock on Channel 13. And then you will get to see the Steelers at the Broncos at 4:40 on Channel 10. So there you go. Some good football action for the weekend. We should probably take a break. When we come back, we will do our weekly beer tasting.
Oh, sweet.
All right. We will be right back.
Still listening? It's the Marco Radio Show. Dad makes me do this.
Okay. Yes, Hannah. I do make you do it. even when you're sick.
Too funny. Yeah.
This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. That song, by the way, was called Cyclone Country, and it's by a band that Dad turned me on to, this guy called 8-Ball Aiken. And his last name is A-I-T-K-E-N, 8-Ball Aiken. He's an Australian sort of rock and roll guy. He's sort of a rock and roll country, blues, you name it. Pretty interesting. He's not bad. I kind of enjoyed that. I hope you did, too. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, the beer tasting.
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Let me get it out.
Oh, no, that's probably not going to be good with my Reese's cup.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Here we
go.
Wow.
I'm opening the cans. All right. Oh. I'm pouring the first offering for my blushing bride.
And what is our beer today?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, it's kind of dark.
It's dark. I don't want to try it.
No, it's not very
dark. Here, I'll hold it up to the light.
Hold on. Let me get everybody a pour, and then I will let you know what we are doing.
I'm out.
No, you're not. Okay, there you go. I'll just do a lip wetting.
A half a shot glass.
That's all too right.
Much. You can do it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
No, really? It smells good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, so tonight's offering comes from Three Daughters Brewing Company, located right here in St. Petersburg, Florida. The brew that we're tasting is called Rodbender Red Ale.
Rodbender Red Ale.
Not,
what?
Not Redbender Rod Ale.
Okay, I like the craft
Rod
beers
Bender.
That once you've had two... And, you know, if you're unable to order another one, the bartender can cut you off.
It's not bad.
It's very good.
Mm-mm.
Can I try it?
I don't know if I want to drink anything called Rodbender. That's a little concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know how that works out.
They should have one called Rod Straightener. So, Ty, did you taste it?
Yep.
Okay, one of the things I noticed right off the bat is that it's not all citrusy, like all the other ones that we've been tasting.
Right.
So that's actually a refreshing taste. Actually, you know what that taste is? Caramel.
Really? Because I think it tastes like soy sauce.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I'm getting like a soy sauce taste.
And again, this is another one of those beers that I could not drink, you know,
a 12-pack
recreationally. It's just, I don't know, it's just too something. too something. I mean, it's good. Bitter. It's just too something.
It is a bit bitter.
Mm. Well, what'd you expect from Rod Bender?
Yeah, really. It's bending your rod.
It says, this American Amber Ale lures you in with big, bold flavors and a smooth balance that's hard to resist. By the time you get to the sweet caramel finish, you'll be hooked.
I don't know about all that.
Is anybody hooked? No. No. All right.
No, but I think it would be delicious with a bowl of white rice.
Yeah. It's funny.
I could drink this beer with a bowl of white rice.
It's funny. These craft beers are either real citrusy or they taste like soy sauce. What's going on with these beers?
I don't know. We need to get to work on our beer.
Yeah, we need to make some sweet.
Take mine. Get your rod.
Yeah, like my raspberry or
sweet and delicious.
You don't want your rod bent?
I'll pass.
You're scared.
I think the best craft brewery is Anheuser-Busch.
Yes, they're good at their craft.
Can't go wrong with them.
They seem to have it figured out.
Right. Okay, so you remember one of the very first ones that we tried? That's a Reef Donkey?
Yes.
Probably the best name so far.
Reef. Well, last week was Quackalope.
Yeah, I like the Quackalope.
Reef Donkey. Do you have any idea what a Reef Donkey is? No? Okay.
No. All right. A shark?
It is the Greater Amberjack, which
like
is the largest member of the Jack family. Yes, it's in the tuna family.
So it's named after a fish?
Yes, and the Amberjack season.
That's cool.
Well, Amberjack season. I'll tell you why it's named that though. Amberjack season just opened January 1st.
Tell me why.
I will. In last year, they caught so many Amberjack that they had to close the season early, and on top of that, they changed the size limit from 30 inches to 34 inches as keepers.
Okay.
All right. It says, pound for pound, you won't find a tougher fighting fish in the Gulf of Mexico, which is why some anglers call amberjack reef donkeys. It's because they're voracious fighting, Ty. Reef donkeys. They fight like donkeys.
All right.
Haven't you ever seen a...
like a jackass.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up because, you know, we...
As long as there's no reef donkey in the beer.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not sushi beer. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Death Row.
Whoa.
Ty, again, if you had to guess, how many people do you think are on death row in the state of Florida? The big state.
Probably not enough.
That's a good answer.
It is Florida.
Hannah Claire, do you care to make a guess?
11.
No. 300,000.
Well, no.
Whoa, 3,000.
Wow.
I thought you were going to get it there because it's actually 390.
Oh, 300. Oh, no.
That's a lot of people on death row.
That's a lot of people.
As a matter of fact, look at this list. I was looking at the paper today, or the other day. I'm sorry, the other day. This is not today's paper. And I get to the back page, and here's this list, and I thought it was like a company list of like all their locations or something. And it says, on death row right now. These are all names. This whole entire back page of the paper.
Oh, man.
That is everybody that's on death row in the state of Florida.
Wow.
How crazy is
that's
that?
Crazy
what are they waiting
they
around
that.
For?
Well, here's that. Well, listen to this.
The next statistic.
Yeah, listen to this. So the Supreme Court just struck down Florida's unique capital sentencing system. The ruling found that the state gives too much power to judges and not enough juries and not enough to the juries to impose the death penalty, okay? So what they're saying is the judges are basically deciding the fate of these people without really considering much of what the jury has to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay? In actuality, what's supposed to happen is the judge is supposed to be the final ruling on the whole thing only after considering everything that the jury says.
And isn't there usually a penalty phase where the jury comes back with a recommendation?
I don't know. Maybe it's different here in Florida.
Maybe.
I don't know.
A lot of things are different in Florida.
Yes.
Yep. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said that the state sentencing procedure is unconstitutional because juries play an advisory role in recommending life or death. So, and it says state law requires judges to make the final decision after giving great weight to jurors' recommendations. So I think that's kind of interesting.
Well, and we saw on 60 Minutes last weekend that on average in the United States, 10 prisoners are exonerated.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Every month.
I was going to say that. And, you know, and we were going to say that because we've been watching Making a Murderer.
Right.
And that Stephen Avery was in prison for 18 years, exonerated. And was supposed to, or he was suing for some sort of settlement.
Right.
Which he settled for something ridiculous in my mind. But what was interesting, what 60 Minutes said, is that on average in the U.S., 10 people a month are exonerated and released from prison. There are 20 states that don't even offer any compensation.
Right. Just see ya.
Sorry.
You got out, didn't you?
Yeah, Charlie.
Sorry, we didn't. You know, we thought you did it, but I guess you didn't. So, and what was interesting in that was, if a prisoner gets out on parole, they give them a bus ticket, and you know, I don't remember what all they at least put them out the door with, clothes and a bus ticket to go somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're exonerated, they basically open the door and. Yeah. You know, shake your hand and go, okay.
Sorry about that.
Walk on home.
Yeah.
They don't even get a bus ticket.
Keep your nose clean.
Yeah. Stay out of trouble.
What now, this whole thing with the Supreme Court in Florida, experts are saying that this decision will likely lead to a wave of appeals from many of the 390 inmates on death row in Florida. You can only imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, these guys that don't want to die, they're like, oh, yeah, you screwed my case up.
Right.
You know, so now they're going to appeal again.
It's not like the state of Florida is very swift in their executions. It takes them at least 30 years, it seems.
Right.
So
that we all get to pay for.
Right.
This just in, Donald Trump's wife, Melania, said she was initially attracted to Donald because of his energy. By the way, energy is the Slovenian word for money.
Money.
Where's my bag?
You mean it wasn't his sexy hair?
No, not his sexy hair. Tygen, you're going to like this one. I know what a big fan you are of Playboy magazine.
Yes.
Okay. How old were you when Grandpa Ron got you that subscription?
I think I was either 11 or 12.
Wow. I think you were 12. It was your 12th birthday.
Yeah. You were the luckiest boy.
I was.
I never got that when I was that age. I used to have to sneak into his closet and look at his.
Yeah. That Ty now has. Right. Yeah. All of them.
That I've already seen.
Ty has the $1 million Playboy collection. Right.
Well, Hugh Hefner is selling the Playboy Mansion for how much do you think?
$1 billion.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot.
$200 million.
Who's he selling it to?
We don't know yet. Just went on the market. It says the 5-acre property in Los Angeles features 29 rooms, a home theater, a wine cellar, a gym, tennis courts, swimming pools, and a guest house.
The grotto,
right? That's part of the pool. The property was built in 1927. There's a catch to this whole deal.
Uh-oh.
All right. A condition of the sale says that Mr. Hefner will be able to continue to work and live in the residence. I guess until he dies.
Does that mean...
What, next week? So.
Well, he's 89. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's going to go on forever.
That's kind of sad.
You can't put him out.
Well, he said in the article, he says, I will never live anywhere else again in my life.
Oh.
Well, I guess he means it.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. Well, what I want to know is, you know, do Playboy bunnies come with it?
Yeah.
You know, and how long do they get to stay?
Where are they going to go?
Right.
I don't know. Who knows? Now, once again, for my favorite airline, Allegiant. We did a story about Allegiant last week, and I'm going to do another one this week. This one is not as scary as the other one. This one says that Allegiant is to fly to New Orleans.
Oh.
From this area, from St. Pete Clearwater International Airline.
Airport. I saw something about that.
And it's going to start doing that in June, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. I was thinking, man, when I first saw that, it was like, oh, man,
Jazz Fest, here we come.
Yeah, we'll fly to the Jazz Fest this year instead of that 10-hour drive from hell. but
through hell.
Then again, given Allegiant's record, do you risk the flight or just endure the 10-hour drive?
I don't know. I'd probably fly.
Where are the scales of justice?
I would take my chances.
Well, I saw that those tickets were starting at, like $39 or something?
Yeah, cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's too good.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It will be a twice weekly flight that they will do this from St. Pete Clearwater to New Orleans.
We should plan a trip to New Orleans this summer.
I think we should drive
since it's after the Jazz Fest when they start flying. But Hannah will be 21. What a hoot! We could go to New Orleans for a long weekend.
Mm-hmm. Road trip.
Take our chances on Allegiant.
It says the New Orleans destination will be the 50th city that the Las Vegas-based airline flies from St. Pete Clearwater International. So they go to 50 different cities.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
You know, statistically, they're very good. Right. Yeah. You act like every other plane that takes off crashes into the Gulf. Well, and that's not true.
Well, honey,
you never know.
Honey, your choice is I can either be real cranky for 10 hours or I can be white knuckled and nervous
for an hour and a half. An hour and 10 minutes? Y'all don't get, you haven't been on this road trip to New Orleans.
Keep bringing the Bloody Marys.
Exactly. At least at Legion, they'll bring you the Bloody Marys. Right. The 10-hour, you know how that is about being in the car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not very good.
No.
Not very good. Turn into a real baby.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. That's one way to spell it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this was a story that I saw earlier in the week. Here in Florida, at a coin auction, a dime sold for $2 million.
Whoa.
What's up with this dime?
Well, it's rare.
Obviously.
It's very rare. It's extremely rare. It's an 1894 Barber S dime, which was minted in San Francisco.
Whoa.
It says that, let me see, there were very few of them made. Where did I see that? I think there were only, 24 were minted, and just 9 are thought to still be around today.
Wow.
So, but, you know, $2 million.
Well, is this guy still buying? I got all kinds of loose change at home.
Let me see what I got.
Have whatever you want, buddy.
No, but, you know, when I first thought of this, I thought, how arrogant is that? You know,
kind of ridiculous.
I've got so much money, I'm going to pay $1 million for this gum wrapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? $2 million for a dime. When you think about how much he could have done for community services, anything with $2 million.
He could have done just about anything.
Education.
Right. Yeah. The more I thought about it, now we don't know for sure who this person is, and we don't know that maybe they don't do that.
Right.
Maybe this is just something that they like, and they have so much money that every once in a while he or she treats themselves to
a fancy new dime.
A fancy new dime. Yeah.
Something to put in their shoe forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Says that the buyer and the seller want to remain anonymous. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because if I know that you're paying $2 million for a dime, it would not behoove me to, excuse me, sir, what would you give me for this right tennis shoe? I'd like to keep the left one, but I'll sell you this right one for a cool $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
What you got in your pocket right now?
Yeah.
For $10.
It says that he actually paid $1,997,500. So that's just about as close to $2 million as you can get.
Yeah.
It says in 2013, a silver dollar from 1794 broke a record when it sold for $10 million.
It's what? Just a silver dollar, people.
Right. So I don't know. Whoa. Some people, I don't know. I don't get it.
Check,
I don't get that.
Check your change bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time just go to flip that one into a fountain.
Yeah, right.
See, flip it into a fountain. All right, we should play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
All right. Stephanie, what is our theme for Stump the Chump?
Our theme for Stump the Chump is elephants.
Okay.
Heffalumps. Mm-hmm.
Elephants.
Do you want to know why it's elephants?
Well, I have an elephant story later in the show. Yes. If we get to it.
A precursor to the elephant story.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we will play our elephant version of Stump the Chump.
Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete is badass.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete, and it is badass.
Yes.
Just ask Ashley. She'll tell you.
She'll tell you.
She'll tell you. Okay.
She knows you.
Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
We are.
Does everybody have their ringer in their hooter? All right. Okay. Tie with the face again.
Dude, I like the face. That's my game face.
Game face. I'm glad I only have to see that once a week.
It's frightening, isn't it?
It's frightening.
Good. Okay. What is the gestation period of an elephant? Ty.
12 months.
No.
No?
Wow. Hannah?
12 weeks.
No.
18 months.
You some kind of retard?
No.
I don't know.
You were the closest, though, Mark. It is 22 months.
I think I should get those points.
I don't.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should call the commish.
Whatever. It's not your birthday, so come on.
All right.
What are the tusks of elephants made of, Hannah?
Ivory.
Yes. What is the total number of teeth of an elephant? Mark.
85.
No. Hannah?
18.
No.
24.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, you
That's
didn't.
What I meant.
Do we give her that?
Yes.
No, you don't give her that.
24. On the
you only
queen.
Get one guess.
Well, does anybody have anything yet? You have ivory, right?
Right. Yeah, Hannah has two. One. You two have
Excuse
none.
Me, I have two.
What two?
She wants 24 for the teeth.
Too bad.
Let's go ahead and give it to her. So move
right,
this thing along.
All right.
I'm better when I'm behind.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna
That's
have
what
to
she said.
Paint.
Whoa. This is a family show.
Not anymore.
You're gonna have to pay Ty off to keep him quiet.
You know what she really said. Hey, this is a family show, damn it.
Right. What is the normal lifespan of an elephant, Hannah?
Forever. No, I'm sorry.
No.
60 years.
Ty.
60 years?
No.
What?
40 years.
No.
Oh, come on.
It's 100.
70 years.
Jeez.
Hannah has two.
Okay.
All right.
I was closest. Come on.
We might have to start going to that. We're so dumb.
All right. I'm going to give you the multiple choice on this one. What is the meaning of elephant in Latin? Is it long pole, huge arch, palm tree, or mountain?
I'm sorry. Did you say huge arse?
Huge arch.
That would be the one.
Hannah.
I think it's the long pole.
No.
Huge arch.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. And I'm on the board.
Dad's on the thinking because their nose.
Yeah, right. Long pole.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Gross.
No more Rod Bender for you.
Yeah, right? Okay, elephants are referred to as pachyderms.
Yes.
What is the meaning of pachyderm? What does that mean? Tyler.
Big gray thing.
Pachyderm.
Means they're packing a whole lot inside their dermis.
Which?
Oh my God, it means big tusks, doesn't
no.
it?
No.
Pachyderm?
Dad is actually the closest with the dermis. It means thick skin.
Yeah, I should get that. That's what I meant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, two for me.
That's what I meant.
This is bad.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
This is bad. What is the approximate number of muscles in an elephant's trunk?
A lot?
All of them.
360.
No. Ty.
One.
No.
It's one big
20.
One.
20. No.
I was going to say 24 again.
It is actually 40,000.
Oh, wow. What? So I was the closest.
Yeah.
So that's three for
40,000.
All right. So where are we? Who knew this was going to be this hard?
I have 4 points.
Hannah has two.
No, you don't.
We'll give Mark two. Ty, we'll give you one.
Cool. Just all right.
Showing up.
Put my name on the test, baby.
Exactly.
Consider that your participation trophy, Tom.
Yes, there's your point.
Hey, those are real now.
They are, unfortunately.
And I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
There are two species of elephants.
African and Asian.
That wasn't the question.
What?
That was good. Good. Keep going.
Those are the women
that I
like.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say Asian elephants and African elephants. Hmm. Which species has the largest ears? Hannah.
Asian.
No.
African.
So no, you don't get that. So that's no. We're still tied.
They got bigger everything.
Which species of elephant has the wrinkliest skin? Hannah.
That's Asian.
No.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Those are the ones that have the circus. Right? Yeah.
Sadly, elephants are hunted illegally for their tusks. But why are Asian elephants hunted less than African elephants?
Because they're good workers.
Hannah?
Smaller tusks.
Because they're good at math.
They run fast.
They're only in India.
Only the male Asian elephants grow tusks.
Oh.
The others don't have them, and not all of them.
Well, approximately
how long does a baby elephant stay with its mother?
Forever.
Yeah, I was going to say its whole life.
Yeah. They never really, leave.
It's 5 years.
Oh.
So that can feel like forever.
That can feel like forever. Elephants walk quite slowly, about 4 miles per hour. But roughly, how fast can they run if they are excited or scared, Tyler?
35 miles an hour.
Yes.
He's peeking.
No, he's not.
He's peeking.
He's not peeking.
How did he know?
We got somebody's got to win.
Channel.
All right.
Thank you.
Which one of these statements is true about elephants? A, they can jump but not swim. B, they can jump and are good swimmers. Or C, they cannot jump but are good swimmers, Hannah.
Cannot jump and swim. But they're great swimmers.
Right.
Cannot jump and swim.
Right, is
but
that four
swimmers?
That gives Hannah three. I mean, I'm through almost all of my questions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
All right, so this one's a true or false. About 50 million years ago, the earliest known ancestors of elephants were twice as big as modern-day elephants. All right.
True.
Which one? Who?
All right.
Mammoths.
Okay.
It's not a mammoth.
It is a mammoth.
It's that other
it's
thing.
A true or false question.
Just say true.
Yeah, true.
Well, the answer is false.
What? Well, what was the question? I don't know. We got caught up in there.
In your
ringy, do another one.
Ringy dingy stuff.
I'm sorry, no, everybody.
They were only 60 centimeters tall, and they didn't have a trunk. Well,
that's not really an elephant, then.
Yeah, what is that? That's like a rhino.
It's almost like a tapir. What are those things?
Yeah, tapir.
Tapir.
What are you, French?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
Tapir.
If you lived in the country, would you be a cow tapir? Yeah.
A tapir?
Tapir is what they're called.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the worm?
Don't you feel silly.
The tapir worm?
Yeah. So is a tapir big furry animal?
Yeah, it's like a big, it looks like an oversized rat.
Yeah, but with a really long nose.
It's like you see them a lot in Peru.
It's like a huge guinea pig. Really?
Looks like an anteater.
Yeah, it's great big, huge. Okay, we're done?
We have no winner because I ran out of questions.
Well, that's what happens when you kids fool around.
Yeah.
So I guess you each get $10.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
that sounds great.
Okay. This just in. The president of Mexico announced that the notorious drug lord El Chapo has been caught. So good news, everybody. Mexico is now completely safe again.
Did he make the El Slapo Chapo?
The Slapo Chapo. Right.
Now let's see how long they can keep him in custody this time before he disappears.
I'm almost now afraid to do my elephant story. We just talked about elephants for 20 minutes. Let's see. But I will. I will mention that several weeks ago, we mentioned that the Ringling Brothers Circus was going to retire all of their elephants in the next 18 months, meaning that at some point during in 2018, they were planning on doing it. But they just decided after last week's show in Tampa that would be the last time they come here and that they are going to retire these elephants early.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I think they get a lot of pressure from animal groups and things like that. And I think it's a good idea. I mean, how long do you need to keep these elephants, acting like elephants?
Like trained elephants.
Like trained elephants, right. They will be retiring, and they will move them to Ringling's Elephant Conservation Center in Polk County.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. We should go up there and see them.
That would be kind of cool. They actually have 29 retired elephants there currently.
That's a lot of elephants.
That's a lot of elephants.
And I think what they're retiring now is another 19 or 20 of them. So there's going to be a lot of elephants there. This is a 200-acre property. So that's kind of cool. And I guess that's a good way. You know, Africa, I don't think Africa gets cold. And Polk County is a little bit more north than here. And I know that this week has been kind of chilly. So I don't know how well elephants do in the cold, but I guess they do okay. They got thick skin. They got thick dermis.
Right.
We learned that from Stump the Chump.
They got that pachydermis.
They got that pachydermis. So anyway, I think that's good for the elephants. I'm glad to see. I mean, elephants are one of my all-time favorite animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hate to see them in captivity for one thing. And if they are, in fact, being mistreated, let's get them out to that preserve and let them live like normal.
Yeah.
Like normal. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I have to tell you this. I saw this video on Facebook, and I got to tell you quick because we are running out of time. There was this leopard standing on the bank of this river.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
How cool was that? This leopard standing on this bank. He's about 4 feet above the water, right? And he's looking at the water. All of a sudden, he dives in, and he's underwater for, like, it seemed like 3 seconds. And all of a sudden, he comes up and jumps up on the bank. And when he jumps up on the bank, he's got an alligator the same size as him.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
In his mouth. And, I mean, just to show you how strong this leopard was. I mean, he was throwing that thing around like it was a rag doll.
Oh, my goodness.
I know alligators are pretty damn strong.
Yeah.
But, it had no chance.
I had no idea. I thought for sure when he dove in the water, he was going to come up with like a fish or something like that. When he came up with that alligator, it was like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see. Let me quickly. I want to say that you know that hotel on the corner of Park
and
Central
Avenue.
Right. It's called the Crystal Bay Hotel, and it is now going to be open for spiritual holistic healing, largely for cancer patients. The owner, this Mark Tong, He bought it some years ago and has been sort of, you know, trying to sell it, trying not to sell it, you know, depending on how the market goes. But he put $1 million worth of renovations in it. It's Might a 98-year-old well building. At one time in its heyday, people like Babe Ruth and Marilyn Monroe stayed there.
Well, his old house is like right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. They say over the last 15 years that it kind of, you know, because it was vacant, at some points it was like a inexpensive stay for seniors, a low-rent flop house, a promised luxury hotel that ended up in foreclosure, an illegal refuge for the homeless, and a training ground for SWAT teams. So that's what it is now. It's going to be a holistic healing hotel. You can rooms start at $125 per night. If you want to stay for a week for the whole package, it starts at $1,800 to anywhere from $2,250 per person. You get three meals a day. You get all these holistic healing sessions, that kind of thing.
The place looks like it would definitely be haunted.
Yeah. A little bit.
It's 98 years old. Let's see. We are really running out of time. I did want to say farewell to David Bowie.
Yeah.
We played one of his songs this evening, and that was
Ziggy
Stardust, one of my all-time favorites. If we had more time, Joe B., we would love to have more time. we could do a lot more stories, and I would have played a lot more music and given you a lot more information about David Bowie. He was actually born in 1947. His real name is David Robert Jones. He died just this past, on the 8th, and his actual birthday, he was born on the 8th. He released his very final record, this Black Star, on the 8th, that very day, his 69th birthday, and died like 2 days later.
Wow.
At 69. He died of liver cancer. So, anyway. Farewell, Ziggy Stardust. He had several different nicknames. Ziggy Stardust, the Thin White Duke, and the Man Who Fell to Earth. Well, he was always one of my favorites. Saw him in concert. It was fantastic. Let's see. This weekend downtown, this Sunshine Music Festival.
Yes.
Tickets are $49.99 plus $10 day of the show.
$10 more the day of the show. So if you don't have your tickets now on Friday night, you either need to go online now and get them.
That starts tomorrow at Vinoy Park.
Yes.
Yeah, they have two stages. You've got Tedeschi Trucks Band, Indigo Girls, Hardworking Americans, Jorma, Kukaran, Bobby Lee Rogers. That's on one stage. You've got Trombone Shorty. Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, The Revivalists, they're very good, and the Jerry Douglas Band, and Joanne Shaw Taylor. All right, that's pretty much all the time we have. Does anybody have anything you want to say in closing?
Not that I can think of.
I have one closing quote. If you think you're too old to rock and roll, then you are. And that comes from Lemmy Kilmister, leader of Motorhead, who just recently died as well. So there you go.
That was a big one.
Mm-hmm. So we're not going to talk about Powerball. I think everybody's pretty much over Powerball. Everybody's been talking about it. And anyway, we talked about that damn dime.
Yeah, right.
Hey, if you ever get up to Sankey and you find yourself at the Sheraton, especially in Rusty's Bistro, check out my buddy Reuben James every Friday and Saturday night at 6:30. From 6:30 to 9, he is a lounge singer.
Yes.
Reuben James. Nice. Everybody.
He's fantastic.
My man, Reuben James.
Rusty's Bistro.
All right, we really do need to wrap it up. So, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week right here on Radio St. Pete.
Sash and a like mustache and a honky tonk down in That's it.